चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद
जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद
जय अद्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद
जय अद्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद
जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद
जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद
जय अद्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद
जय अद्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद
जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद
जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद
जय अद्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद
जय अद्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद
जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद
जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद
जय अद्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद
जय अद्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद
श्री चैतन्य Adilila chapter 10, entitled The Branches of the Chaitanya Tree. Same Samasundar Valaka was present In Lord Chaitanya's pastimes as Kadakhan Pandit, formerly as Lalita Sakhi, she was always devoted to Srimati Radharani. Thus, Kadakhan Pandit is simultaneously an incarnation of Srimati Radharani and Lalita Sakhi. In the 12th chapter, this part of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is a description of the descendants of disciplic succession of Gadadhar Pandit.
The ladies can sit here, there's too much here. Are you comfortable there? Can sit here.
Om Ajnana Chimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah. Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Svapadantikam Manchakalpa Tadubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanadiyo Vaishnavabhyo Namo Namah. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So we have covered to some extent about Lord Chaitanya and Srila Prabhupada, Lord Nityananda and Srila Prabhupada, and yesterday Advaita Charya and Srila Prabhupada. So today we are covering Srila Gadadhar Pandit, and then tomorrow Srila Srivas Pandit or Srivas Thakur. Srila Prabhupada explains in the teachings of Lord Chaitanya that Krishna assumed the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because he didn't know that there is a desire which was not there. But it came. So in Sri Shapanisad, it says, Om Purnamada Purnam Idam. So the word Purnam means complete. So this indicates that Krishna is the Supreme Complete. There's no one more complete than Krishna. However, he likes to sit here. It's not okay for me. But you should say, come sit inside. You should sit with you.
normally don't see that. Sorry.
You said yeah. So there's no one more complete than Krishna. So in the definition of complete, it indicates by its nature that anyone who is complete, Purna, but there's no one more complete than Krishna. So within the feature of Krishna that makes him complete is also a sense of feeling incomplete. Is it digestible? In other words, Purna means that everything is there, even a sense of feeling incomplete. But Krishna has a transcendental pride. Transcendental pride. That you know, I am complete. So in the town of Vrindavan, near a place called Sevakunj. If you walk a little distance from there, you'll come to the Ganga Yamuna, and practically on its banks, there's a place called Imlitala. Anyone been there? Here? Yeah. So the original Imlitala tree, since Krishna and Radharani met there, is still there, but it's supported by one wall. It's kind of left now. And in that, it's in the courtyard of a Gaudiamat temple. So then from that tree, and that tree must have left about 15 years ago, because I saw the original tree. But the trunk of the tree is supported by some built wall. But that gave birth to another tree that is now flourishing nicely, tamarind in winter. So, in that particular place, Krishna, he sort of has a rendezvous, a meeting time with Srimati Radharani. So he decided that, you know, I should not make her wait, but instead let me wait for her. So he came just before sunset, and he's there. And he looks around, he sees there's nobody. He looks at the Navayamana, it's flowing wonderfully. But he becomes very, very impatient. So the impatient sense of the consciousness of Krishna makes Krishna internally feel where is she? He looks around. Is she coming soon? Where is she? We're very, very, very impatient. So, Srila Prabhupada was giving initiation in one place, and he called her as a disciple, and he says, and your name is Jyotilal Dasi. It's there, I mean, it's recorded. So the way he said it, you know, it's like, you know, Jyotila. I don't know, I never heard who is that. See? So then he had to say some things. Then Srila Prabhupada, Jyotila, she has one daughter, and her name is Kuti. Kutila. You know, Kuti Nati, you know, Kuti Nati. Very crooked, you know, very diplomatic, tactful. Kutila. She has one daughter. And then Srila Prabhupada, as a matter of fact, Srila Prabhupada, and Radharani is married to Kutila's brother. So your name is Jyotila Dasi. So Radharani was stopped, you know. Stopped, because, you know, the Gandhi house. Now we should know that Abhimanyu is Radharani's husband, who is Krishna's shadow. Who is Krishna's shadow. So you can't really have a relationship with the shadow. You have a relationship with the original shadow. But it's like that. So she was kind of stopped not to go. So she came a little late. See? By that time Krishna became a bottle. And it's getting dark. What if something happens, you know? Wild animals are there. So he closed his eyes. He closed his eyes. Because it's dark. But you close eyes, same thing. So he's inside in a in his consciousness. So when he did that, then there's a sense of brightness that came around. We call it effulgence, so a halo, came around. So then the sense of darkness disappeared, and everything became illuminated. And then the peacocks, the forest animals, it's supposed to be night now, it's getting bright, you know. So they come, they cannot see because this brightness is hiding, you know, the source of the brightness. But then Radharani comes eventually. Do you know it? And you see, can't see, too bright. So as she goes, that brightness which is coming from Krishna makes a pathway. Can you imagine light like sun makes a pathway? And she goes into that brightness and she disappears into the effulgence and she comes face to face. This is, my Shyam, but he's no more Shyam. No more Shyam. Kanchani. Kanchani. Come. What's with you? No. She's thinking, feeling. So she goes close and she hears his lips moving. See? So the lips are saying, where is she, you know? That's not the words, this is English words, you know, it's different, you know, it's different, yeah. So she takes a left ear, you know, left ear, just a, and she goes to the heart. So that's where she transforms to the mantra, Radha, and it transforms from the lips to the heart. He can't do that. It's completely like ordinary, completely like ordinary. Therefore it's Naradila. It's like human like. Completely ordinary. He can't do that. Even if I'm not yet, I'm yet. She is saying like that. Even if I'm not yet, I'm yet. See? So then, you know, she touches his forehead and, you know, she has to do something, so he slowly opens his eyes. Some small talk, but not talk in the sense of talk like we talk in the material world. Yeah. So in the sense of the feeling, that's from one consciousness to another consciousness. She's feeling that I have made him. It's like, you know, when we say he and she, it doesn't work also because this is not male and female. But still, you know, I have made my Shyam incomplete. In? Complete. So therefore he's Purna. He's? But he didn't know, Krishna doesn't know that he can feel a sense of incompleteness because he feels, I cannot do without the association and the service of Srimati Narayana. I cannot do without it. So therefore, if Radharani's association and service is not there, I feel incomplete. So only by Radharani's association and service, I am Purna, Purna. I am completely complete. Other than just Purna. So that's going to the heart of Krishna, Shyama. So Radharani understands that. Of course the word understand is English also, it's not written. Radharani knows the feeling. That Radharani has the you could say bhakti shakti in a sense to make Krishna feel in the complete person making feeling him in complete. So that's the first appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Imli Tal 5,000 years ago in that golden form of hankering for the association and service of Srimati Radharani at that place. Then when Krishna comes, you could say, from Pagala state to normal state, from the state of feeling incomplete to complete, completely conscious. He doesn't ask Srimati Radharani, why did you come late? Because Krishna personally feels that by Radharani coming late, you know, that lateness personified became early in his heart. So there's no duality in the spiritual world. There's no duality. Here, why did you come late if you ask somebody? That means they didn't come on time or they didn't come early. But this is not the case because there's duality. But there, Radharani's lateness made Krishna feel Radharani's presence early. These are senses of feeling. There's terms for that also, but that's too technical. See? So that sense of feeling of Krishna makes him, gives him the name Rasavraj Mahabhava. See? And Rasavraj Mahabhava comes from Radharani being late, and therefore her name becomes Rasadani. Rasadani. And actually that comes. So Krishna is waiting for Radharani to express herself. But he didn't ask why late. So It's motioning. They don't speak so much as motion. Motion to afford to speak. So then Radharani feels the feelings of Krishna and tells Krishna that I know that I make you feel incomplete. And for you to feel completely complete, you're desiring and you need to take what I have. See? And the only thing of value that I have is that I only exist to serve you. And you want that. Acknowledges, you know me more than anyone else, you know me the best. In fact, you know me better than I know myself. He acknowledges. But then she says, and I cannot really give you that. What? Krishna glorifies Srimati Radharani by ridiculing her. Well, so much for Lalita and Vishakha, they say, you're the best. Now it's proven. You're not the best, you're the worst. Because you're keeping that which is best for me, for yourself. Indirectly he's glorifying, but he's insinuating, he's, you know, like, really getting to her, really getting to her. And she's like, petrified. I only live for you. There's nothing else in my existence, only for you. And you are speaking like this. Yes, it is true. You want to live for me. This is your problem. You're not prepared to give me what you have, so you do not need to live, so I can have you. Krishna is supremely intelligent, but Radharani is supremely devotional. There's a difference. See? Krishna is the philosopher. Radharani is simply a lover. That's all. It's nothing else. His love is beyond philosophy. So Radharani felt defeated. Then Narayana said, what do I have to do to give you what I only have? So Krishna says that I cannot demand you to give it to me. I cannot command you to give it to me. Because that means, you know, I have to teach you this. I can't teach you to give it to me. I can't train you to give it to me, you know, because you naturally always serve me. That's natural for you. So, if you want to give me how you feel for me, if you want to give me how you serve me, and if you want to give me everything else in relation to your feelings and service to me, then you decide. Then you decide. And immediately Radharani went internal, and very naturally from a lotus mouth came this particular verse, which is quoted by Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami in the 20th chapter of the Anjalila in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And it's very clearly said there that this verse is originally spoken at this point by Srimati Radharani, then later by Vijayana. So immediately Srimati Radharani, you know, when she immediately spoke these words to Krishna, but to Krishna, in the, you could say, there are three features. One is, you know, the past, the present, and the future. See? But this verse exists in all three features, past, present, and future. If you see the verse, it's like that. So Radharani says, just closing your eyes, and astasya va padaratam vinastumam adashana bhavatam karotuvam yata tatha vavidyato lambatyo mat prananatastusa evuna para. While she is reciting that verse, Krishna plundered and plunged the Krishna prema that Radharani has for Krishna and absorbed it. See? She's reciting this verse and absorbed it. But Krishna does not reciprocate to give Radha Bhav to Radharani. So we should know, as Radha Krishna, Krishna experiences Radha Bhav, the ecstatic feelings of serving Krishna, Radha Bhav. But as Radharani, Radharani experiences Krishna prema. Krishna doesn't experience love for himself. Radharani is the personification of Krishna prema. Only Krishna experiences the love of Radharani, which is called Radha Bhava. But he doesn't experience love for himself from Radharani. So when he absorbs that prema, Krishna prema, into the Radha Bhava, that becomes Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But he does not reciprocate by giving what he experiences when Radharani serves him. He doesn't do that. That is where our discussion begins today. When Radharani becomes devoid of loving Krishna, nobody can take that value of the consciousness of the personification of the form of Srimati Radharani from Radharani. Nobody can take it away, but only one person can. And only if she allows. So Krishna took Radharani's love for Krishna to himself. And how does Radharani feel? I have no love for Krishna. I have no love for Krishna. Devoid. So that potency which is described here, this branch, this fourth branch which is described here, that potency of the form of giving pleasure to Krishna, Srimati Radharani, when she loses her service and love for Krishna, which is taken by Krishna, becomes the form of Gadadhar Pandit. Becomes the form of Gadadhar Pandit. And that situation of the transformation of losing in loving Krishna, that I am devoid of loving Krishna, I have no love for Krishna, this verse comes, astasya va padaratam vinashtumam. What is astasya va padaratam vinashtumam? I know no one but Krishna. Right? Adashanam means that only when you are present I can serve you. But not because you are not present,
adarshana,
mama, hatam. Hatam means that you are not present anymore before me, so therefore you are killing me.
You are
killing me. Hatam means, yani brahma hatya, you are killing. Anjali killing. You're taking what's most valuable to me and you're taking that which makes me live. But if I give you this, I am dead. Somebody will ask, how can a dead person speak this verse? It is as if it's like that. That I have no reason to live. Adarshana, you are no more present before me. Mama, you're killing me because I cannot serve you anymore. Asha, Tarotabhava. But still, Itataka, Vitata, Lampata, Man, Prana, Natasta, Sadeva, Napara. Despite this, still, you are my Prananaya. Even if you are not there for me to serve you, still, although I am dead, but I am only living because I have this hope, you are still my very life that lives in me. My pranana. My pranana is Vasayavana. So that consciousness of Srimati Radharani devoid of loving Krishna that is plundered from Radharani is the form of Gadadhar Pandit. So therefore Chaitanya Charitamrita tells us very clearly that the Gadadhar Pandit is the incarnation in this particular verse. That is the incarnation of the pleasure potency of Sri Krishna. It is just that incarnation of the pleasure potency which is devoid of active state of loving and serving Krishna. Gadadhar. Then interestingly, Prabhupada says in the purport in the Gaudiya Dasyupika that this same Shama Sunda Vallabha was present, is now present in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime as Gadadhar Pandit. Prabhupada says that in this today's purport. Yeah. Now, it's like an avalanche effect. As soon as Srimati Radharani practically loses a love by her own permission to Krishna, it has an avalanche effect because on Srimati Radharani's right side, next to Krishna is Lalita. So Lalita comes to Radharani. And Lalita looks. It's like, you know, Srimati Radharani is like no more flowing molten gold. She's like pale, solid gold. There's a difference between flowing molten gold and pale, solid gold. So Lalita, she's like a painted picture, but pale, solid gold. Devoid of the consciousness of being active, although consciousness is still there. So Lalita also feels the same way. She's more devoted to Srimati Radharani, Prabhupada says in this purport, than she's devoted to Krishna. So therefore, when that immediately happens to Lalita, Prabhupada says in the purport, and Gadadhar Pandit is simultaneously an incarnation of Srimati Radharani and Lalita the Self in the purport. What does it mean? It means that the playful nature of Krishna, which is described by Srila Rupa Goswami as the title of a book, Lalita Madhava. So that Lalita or Madhava is called playful Krishna. See? So in this sense, Krishna was not playful with Radharani. He was like great, he was serious. I want what you have because you are making me feel incomplete. He's serious. There's no Lalita, there's no playfulness. See? So that playfulness of Krishna only comes when Lalita, who's Radharani's intimate friend, Sakhi, comes and does some things, we won't get into detail with Krishna, that makes him playful. It makes Krishna playful. But she's Lalita. By nature, she's playful. So that playfulness side of Krishna is the form of Lalita that gives pleasure to Radharani. So therefore, she's an intimate, devoted servant of Srimati Radharani. So she also lost that. And when she loses that, Lalita takes the form of who? Him, Chaitanya. Because she's looking for Radharani in the active state, not in that, dull, solid, golden state. She's looking in the more flowing, molten, golden state. Dapta Kanchani, Kanchana Gaurangi. So then Lalita becomes Swarup Damodara. And Swarup Damodara is the private secretary of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who's looking for Radharani. But Radharani is right there, but hidden. His combined form is there. Swarup Damodara. So, Gadadhar Pandit, or Gadadhar Prabhu, is known as Bhakta Shaktikam, is the energy of a devotee, and therefore it represents what is called Shakti Tattva, Prabhupada said, and represents Shakti Tattva. So in that sense, when our service is devoid of devotion to Krishna, it is not bhakti shakti, it is just shakti. See? It is just shakti. So the Gadadhar Pandit's form represents that. It represents the Shakti Tattva. But it's hankering for the Bhakti Shakti that has been taken away from. See? So therefore, we should be mindful of that, and we should be conscious of that. That there are two words, Prabhupada says. One is called service, and that is called a devotional service. So Gadadhar Pandit represents the service that the service in which the devotion has been taken by Krishna. So therefore, Bhakta Shakti Kam. Because the Shakti comes from the Bhakta, it comes from Radharani, but when it's taken away, it becomes the form of Bhakta Shakti Kam. That I have the Shakti, but somebody has taken my Bhakti. See? And that somebody only for Radharani is Shamasundar. And therefore Radharani is known as Shamasundar Vallabhar, Prabhupada says in the Purport. And that becomes the Gadadhar Pandit. But we should know that for ourselves, what's the lesson to be learned? Srila Prabhupada said that we become devoid of devotion, not because Krishna took our devotion. become devoid of devotion, but we only want to serve. We want to serve, but we don't want to engage in devotional service. We engage in service, but not in devotional service. So our bhakti is not taken by Krishna. Our bhakti is taken by we serve, we're doing service, but we're not doing devotional service. So the devotional aspect is taken away by whom?
Right.
Why? Let's ask Homa Pitaka.
I'm to give a 5-part this time.
Come on. Krishna takes the bhakti of Radharani. Then becomes Dharadhara Pandit. No, we're not Dharadhara Pandit. We're not even an expansion of Dharadhara Pandit's consciousness. So we serve. You know, Prabhupada says in so many places that service is the intrinsic nature of the soul, right? Whether you are non-devotee, whether you're a devotee, or whether you're in between, everyone serves. Service is there. But who takes away the bhakti? Yeah. You speak into yourself. Speak loudly. Huh?
Ego.
You mean the ego is more powerful than you?
Our mind.
Mind, ego, pride. These are all side effects. The bhakti shakti is only taken away when you want to become Krishna or when you want to become Radha. You should know this. When you want to become Krishna, when you want to become Radha, that's when the bhakti is taken away. Bhakti shakti comes. But the service still remains. See, Omapati knows the answer. Now you can tell us, Omapati Prabhu, what does that mean? Are we landed here? Still serving, but without the bhakti.
I came to hear it.
Prabhupada said that the last name of Maya. What's that? Now you can tell us. In Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada says, the last name of Maya. Last snare, S-N-A-R, last trap of Maya is to become? Is to become? One with Krishna, that's the second last snare. What's the first one? The last one. Second last snare is to become one with Krishna. The last snare is to become God, is to become Krishna. Not one, is to become that.
It plays up.
Place yes, the last snare of Maya is to take the place of Krishna. And that is the first snare of Maya that becomes the last one in the material world. And the first snare of Maya, when you were Krishna, you know, you have this feeling, what will it be like to be like you? That's the first snare. Then the last snare is the same thing. That takes it. But if Krishna takes away the bhakti of Radharani, that's different. See? But if you want to take the bhakti of Radharani and be with Krishna, that is Maya. See? Or if you want to take the bhakti of Krishna and be with your own Radharani, that is Maya. Because we want to take the place of Krishna or we want to take the place of Radha. That's when you lose your bhakti shakti. But services are still there. Prabhupada mentions this in so many places in different ways. Devoid of love for Krishna because it's taken away by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not Krishna. Because it's like this. Gadadhar Pandit feels that I am devoid of loving Krishna. I'm devoid of loving Krishna because there's no Krishna. Adashana Mama. Adashana, there's no, 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 Darshana, Adashana. And then, when Gadadhar Pandit feels that way, yeah, and he's looking for Krishna. Always looking for Krishna. Always, that's his consciousness. Because Adarshan can't find Krishna. To serve, can't find. But meanwhile, doesn't know that the love is taken away. By? When the love is taken away by Srimati Radharani, it's taken away by Krishna. When Gadadhar Pandit feels that I have no love for Krishna, it's taken away by who? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then he sees who? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Prabhupada says in some letters, yes. In the beginning, early days, it's 1968, 1969, the letters. Yes, you may have a picture of gold, Gadadhar, and worship. He says you can worship gold, Gadadhar. But later, as the movement progressed, he said, okay, now we worship gold, we die. But he says in letters, you can worship gold, Gadadhar. In other words, when we worship Gaura Gadadha, we are trying to bring Radha to Krishna. But that's intimate. Because you're not taking the place of Radha or Krishna, trying to bring Radha to Krishna. That's the worship of Gaura Gadadha. That's all. And it's not whimsical, you have to get permission. You have to get permission. Not whimsical. So there was one, you could say, young lady disciple of Srila Prabhupada, and you know, she was quite captivated by the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. That's the first, that book came on before the whole Chaitanya Charitamrita came out. Beautiful book, teachings of, very nicely, you know, expressed by Srila Prabhupada. So she asked Srila Prabhupada, after reading the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, which book should I read? And then Srila Prabhupada said, you should read Net of Devotion. So when, you know, it's like that shakti of entering into the book comes with that expression, you should read Net of Devotion.
Just saying that, you know, you'll get something. So, so after some time, this young lady disciple expressed to Srila Prabhupada to show that, you know, she's reading Net of Devotion and she's following it, what she said. And she said, Srila Prabhupada, it says in the Net of Devotion that one should meditate on a resident of Vrindavan. Then Srila Prabhupada said, because he wants you to speak more. Then she said, Srila Prabhupada, but I like Nanda Maharaj. And Srila Prabhupada, But then again, Srila Prabhupada, I am very attracted to the gopis, and there's so many of them. And then Srila Prabhupada said, And then she's quoting Net of Devotion. And you know, and the cowboy boys, you know, they such nice exchanges with Krishna in the Net of Devotion. Sri Dham, Subal, Stoka Krishna, Arjuna. You know, basically she's impressing Srila Prabhupada. And then Prabhupada says, He said, but Srila Prabhupada, I am not so clear on whom I should meditate on. I'm a little confused. In other words, she is asking Srila Prabhupada to give her an istadev, you know? If I used it, then Prabhupada, you know, my disposition completely changed. And he looked at her, and she could see Prabhupada's not saying anymore. Prabhupada's eyes became like, you know, big and wide. And in a voice that was surpassing thunder and even the lightning bolt of Indra, Prabhupada thundered with his voice to her, and he said, and you should know that I am the resident of Vrindavan. I like that, you see. She looked at Prabhupada, and immediately Prabhupada changed this disposition. He looked at her, and he was like, She said, yeah. Yes, yes, sure. She got the perfect instruction from Srila Prabhupada. You should meditate on me. Should meditate on me. Indirectly, that intimacy was given to this fortunate soul. Then, when Srila Prabhupada was, you could say, the first volume of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, of the Madhya Lila that came out, the devotees were very surprised and also very pleased, you know, to read about, you know, like say, you know, like, and also the other Lilas, like how, you know, like, and Jagannatha Pandit is playing with, you know, with the Gada Pandit, you know? You know, they exchange, you know, like they joke with each other, they poke fun at each other. Now, you know who's Jagannatha Pandit, right? It's Satya Lama. Satya? And who's the Gada Pandit? Gadadhar Pandit is not Radharani. Gadadhar Pandit is
That Radharani who is devoid of love for Krishna, she is the internal, karma is the internal potency, just the potency. Just the potency. Although, as Srila Prabhupada sometimes says, I'll quote for you, although Srila Prabhupada sometimes says, where's my notes for that? One sec. Srila Prabhupada says that in Chaitanya Charitamrita, the Adilila Chaitanya, Prabhupada says Srila Gadadhara Pandit is an incarnation of Srimati Radharani herself. I'm reading the exact words. You should know Srila Prabhupada's words are simple, but deceptively simple. I'll read the exact words. Chaitanya Charitamrita Adilila 10:53. Srila Gadadhara Pandit is an incarnation of Srimati Radharani herself. And we read it today that Gadadhara Pandit, the fourth branch, is described as an incarnation of the pleasure potency of Sri Krishna. So when Prabhupada says an incarnation of Srimati Radharani herself, she is herself not with serving Krishna. So that's why when Srila Prabhupada says in other places, he means that, he indicates that there's no contradiction. There's no contradiction. Yes. Now, so when this Chaitanya Charitamrita was being translated by Srila Prabhupada and all these pastimes were coming out, so the devotees were very like pleased and sometimes I was surprised to read how this universe joking and laughing is happening between, you know, Nityananda, Advaita, Jagannatha Pandit and Gadadhara. Jagannatha Pandit is who? Satya Baba. Then who's Gadadhara? Now where is Satya Baba? In Vrindavan or where? In Dwarka. Then who's Gadadhara? Rukmini, yes. Gadadhara is Rukmini. It's like that. Because Chandravali, who's the younger sister of Radharani, she's always submissive. She's always submissive. So when Radharani lost her love that was plundered by Krishna, she became submissive. Do whatever you want with me. I won't argue. I won't fight that. And that is Chandravali's consciousness. She's submissive. So that same Gadadhara Pandit in Dwarka is Rukmini. But in from Goloka Vrindavan side, in Vraj Mandala, that Radharani devoid of love to Krishna becomes Gadadhara Pandit from that perspective. This is given also in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So when this joking humorous thing comes out, you know, like all the jokes sometimes fight with each other in Chaitanya, the associates of Lord Chaitanya, including Lord Chaitanya himself. Yeah. And also how, you know, while taking a prasadam at Advaita Bhavan, which we described briefly yesterday, Mahaprabhu went. Yeah. So one morning, during the car ride with Srila Prabhupada, some of the devotees, they expressed their appreciation with those volumes that were coming out and reading, you know, in terms of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And then, so one of the disciples in the car said, Srila Prabhupada, there is so much nice humor in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. But whose consciousness is creating all that? Whose consciousness is creating all that? Huh? Oh. Prabhupada's consciousness. So there's so much nice humor in them. And immediately
immediately Prabhupada gave them an indication of how he is in Krishna Leela, immediately. But they didn't know it at that time. They didn't know how Prabhupada is with us and is not with us. From Chaitanya Charitamrita, the humor exchanges, you know, laughing. It's like light-hearted, it's happy, you know, it's blissful. Then Srila Prabhupada said, yes, spiritual life is humor also. And then Srila Prabhupada began to tell the story. There he's telling a story when they're relating it to us. They're saying he's telling a story. But he didn't say, I'm telling you a story. And the disciples are saying, and then Srila Prabhupada told the story. But Prabhupada didn't tell them in the car, look, I'm going to tell you a story. It is, Prabhupada said, yes, spiritual life is also you, is humor. He didn't say, spiritual life is humor also. But the Prabhupada was, spiritual life is also humor. And humor also said like that. And immediately he went in. He didn't say, I'm going to tell you a story. Immediately he went in. And he said, you know, Krishna, he said to an old lady, you know, you are so ugly, you should marry a monkey. and then you know, Prabhupada, he took his hands like that. And then he said, and the old lady, and Prabhupada did it. No. I have given up all material desires. I will only marry you. Krishna. Yeah. The old lady, and Prabhupada was saying that. Yeah. And then the gopis were nearby, and you know, this is happening. And all the gopis and the gopas, you know, if something like nice happens like that, and Krishna is kind of defeated, they clap their hands. They said, yes, you should marry Krishna. Yes, you should marry. Prabhupada is saying like that. Yeah. So while he was saying this, he was like laughing and so forth, and his eyes lit up. He became, you know, like all this animation, completely animated. And Srila Prabhupada himself was laughing at this humorous, you know, pastime of Krishna. So when he's laughing, his disciples. Because they didn't understand that he's not with them. Because they don't know what they were supposed to laugh with him. Because Prabhupada is never like that. Laughing. And then, you know, his laughing came down a little bit, and he saw that they, you know, they're like dumbstruck. And he said, just see. So Krishna is defeated. Krishna is defeated. You know? He says, just by the laughing of the gopis. Immediately. So Srila Prabhupada, he may be with us, but he is with us to make us be in consciousness of Krishna, which he is always in. Which he is in always. Nice. So then one disciple asked Srila Prabhupada, you know, the Panchatattva are there, and Krishna Leela is there, and you are so nicely, you know, telling us pastimes and so forth about Krishna and the gopis and so forth. So how do we enter into the, you know, how do we become a participant in this? Then Srila Prabhupada said, the way to develop the love of the gopis for Krishna is to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. And you should do as I am doing. That means that. So then, Srila Prabhupada named the society International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So we should know the society is not named after Krishna. Who possesses consciousness of Krishna? Srimati Radharani. So we can conclude Krishna consciousness is not in the consciousness of Krishna. Somebody else possesses consciousness of Krishna. The devotees. You know, headed up by Srimati Radharani. So when Krishna wants your love, when Krishna wants your consciousness of Krishna, then you will remember Gadadhara Pandit. Then you will remember Gadadhara Pandit. And when you remember Gadadhara Pandit and the Pandit Tantra, then you will become gradually, through the mercy of the disciplined succession, especially Srila Prabhupada, you know, a member of the dancing party of Lord Chaitanya. That's how it is. So we should know that a loving Krishna can only be devoid of loving Krishna if Krishna wants your love. If Krishna wants your love. And how do we give Krishna our love? He wants it. By being in the consciousness of the six Goswamis. By being in the consciousness of Srila Prabhupada. Hey Radhe Vraja Devike Chandalite Hey Nanda Suya Kutam. Srila Prabhupada is just saying that the Goswamis, we should always express themselves. Where is Krishna? Where is Nanda Suna? Where is the son of Nanda? Where is that Lalita, Vrajadeviki, Lalita? Where are they? I am so devoid of the association because I am not looking. I am looking for Krishna. So one time, Srila Prabhupada is in the room with his disciples. And a little Sarasvati, who was the daughter of Shyamasundar Prabhu and Malati Mataji, she had free access. You know, free access means she could go to Brahma's room even when he's taking rest. And she'd jump on his bed, jump on his lap. And so one time, somehow it happened that one, you could say, favorable, aristocratic Indian gentleman, he was very attractive to Saraswati. So Saraswati, he went up to him and she said, do you know who's Krishna? And he was charmed, you know, he was charmed. You know, she's like, pausing. Do you know who's Krishna? And he said, I don't know. You should know that Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. Now do you know?
Yes.
Now repeat. And he said, oh, Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. So he was very charmed by her. And when this exchange was there, when this man was telling Prabhupada, he said, yes, she's a first-class preacher. She doesn't compromise. So the man became attracted. So he bought a small deity, you know, like a brass deity of Srila Prabhupada. And he said, Saraswati, this is for you. So she became very attached to that little deity. And she plays with it, places him there, brings some flowers and so forth. So there was with Prabhupada and Malati, Mataji, and you know, Giriraj Swami was there because he told me what happened. So at one time she left the deity alone and Prabhupada and she went to Mata Malati for for some attention. So Prabhupada took the deed. And only Prabhupada could do this. He took the deity and he hid it in his back. Now this is Krishna. But Prabhupada can do. So he hid the deity. And then Prabhupada did away again. He's just speaking. You know, like now. So Saraswati turns around. And look. Krishna. Where's my Krishna? She mother says, I don't know. Because she was with the mother. All the devotees, others, they saw what Prabhupada did. They took the deity and put it back. You saw my Krishna? Where's my Krishna? She goes, no. She doesn't go to Prabhupada. Doesn't go to Srila Prabhupada. But then she sees everyone. And everyone looking at Prabhupada. And she now, smart girl. And Prabhupada, you have Krishna. Prabhupada, you have Krishna. And all the devotees looked up. And that is true. Only Prabhupada has Krishna. You have Krishna. Where is he? You have Krishna. And Prabhupada was so happy. This little child expressing the consciousness of the Goswamis. And he took out that little Krishna and then he placed it. Yes, see? Everyone says, see, Prabhupada has Krishna. Prabhupada has Krishna. So this is the mood of Kadada. Feeling that I have no love for Krishna, I am devoid of love for Krishna, when will I see? When? Alright, do you have any comments or questions you'd like to ask? You can ask your question to me privately. Because you may ask a question as well. And on the subject itself, you must ask a question on this. You have a question on the subject itself? You sure? That's what let's ask.
Thank you, Prabhu, for giving me the chance to ask a question. I'm very grateful for your good lecture. My question is that, can you worship Krishna without worshipping the deity? Can you worship Krishna without worshipping the deity?
The answer is yes and the answer is no. See? So before you worship the deity, you have to worship Krishna in the form of his holy names. So can you tell me Krishna's holy names?
The other holy name is Lord Rama.
The Mahamantra, which includes Lord Rama.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Okay. So for how many minutes or hours do you chant daily the Mahamantra?
I try to chant sometimes, but right now I will chant, I get so much sad and I forget about it.
Alright. So, you know, you're asking a question that requires some practicality of following the process of Krishna consciousness. See? So can you tell us for how many minutes or for how many hours you chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra daily from tomorrow?
For one hour.
Every day, on a regular, normal day. Yes or no?
Every day.
But sometimes it may not be a regular day. For example, if the body is sick. You understand? But a regular day when you're well, you should chant. Sometimes you may miss, but you should not miss every day. Yeah. Did you have beads?
chanting beads?
Yes, I have them.
And you have a bead bag for the beads?
Yeah, I have all of them.
Okay. Do you have any devotee friends you know here?
All of them are my
friends. No, no. One particular person who will help you. Which one? You mean Maharaj Parikshit? Okay, so Parikshit will help you. So you make sure that Parikshit, you should check with him, he's chanting at least 1 hour of Hare Krishna Mahamantra daily. Is that okay?
Yeah.
So after you chant for 1 year, for 1 hour every day, you can increase it after 6 months to 2 hours, slowly. Say from 1 hour to 1 hour 10 minutes, 1 hour 20 minutes, 1 hour 30 minutes, 1 hour 40 minutes, 1 hour. You can increase it gradually during the year. Can you do that?
I'll try my best.
You're not going to try, you're going to do. Are you going to do? Yes or no?
Yes, sir.
You're an elderly person, you leave your body at any moment. You better do now, if you can. And go back to Krishna. And don't have to worship the deity there. You'll see him personally in the form of a deity. And Parikshit, if you help him, when he goes before you, he put a good word for you. So you have a good contact. Okay? So we bless you to chant, right?
Thank you.
Yes. And gradually from 1 hour to gradually to 2 hours within 1 year. And then after that 1 year, if you're still around and not gone back yet, because I'll still be here, I'll never go back, I don't know when. So then you can ask that question again.
Thank you.
So let's take prasadam for everyone. Prasadam? It's sufficient for everybody. Prasadam is served downstairs in the prasadam room. In the next floor, just take out. Thank you very much. So I look forward to your nice association tomorrow, same time, after Gaura Aarti for discussion of Srimas Thakur. Srimas Prabhupada. Srimas Prabhupada ki. Srimas Prabhupada ki.